We are in Come Follow Me, week 8, which is Matthew 6 and 7. And I want to start in Matthew chapter 7. And I want to start at verse 14. And it says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that findeth it. And the reason I want to start there is in my own personal study in the Book of Mormon, I am in the war chapters in Alma. And again, as Helaman leads these 2,060 stripling warriors, he talks about no turning to the right or the left, but marching, speeding their march in a straight course. And that has so struck me as I have read the scriptures of how to apply that in our life, of when we overshoot the mark or undershoot the mark, we turn to the right or to the left, but that the road to the tree of life is a straight course. And if we follow it, that it leads to the tree. And so then I want to go to verse 16, ye shall know them by their fruits. And then it goes down in 17, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And then, wherefore, verse 20, by their fruits ye shall know them. And I love this. And it says in 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. And then it goes on to 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man. And you guys know all of that. But what I loved about this is in those war chapters that as Helaman is waiting and the other Teancum and all the other leaders are waiting for support to come, they continually fortify and they continually strengthen their city as they wait. And it says it even gets to the point where they think they are going to starve to death, but they continue to wait upon the Lord and strengthen and fortify and maintain those lands that they have retaken from the Lamanites. And the thought that I had on that is that scripture from Adam, when they come and say, why are you offering sacrifice? And he says, I know not, save the Lord commanded me. That's what it looks like to continually fortify and not know all the reasons why. But the thing that's awesome is a wise man does that because it will lead to good fruit. The path will lead to the tree and the tree will bear good fruit. And I want to now jump to chapter 6. And in chapter 6, verse 24, this is what it says. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And the reason that all of this tied together for me is our Sunday school lesson. And I want to do verse 33 in chapter 6, 2. And it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And that to me is just being 100% centered on who we are becoming. Being focused on not knowing why, but still offering sacrifice as Adam was. Being centered on that fruit that will come by us following that path, not turning to the right or left and headed to the tree. And so in Sunday school this week, I had the kids take the first 2 minutes and list all the Christ-like attributes they could think of. And then I gave them a piece of paper and they wrote on the paper their name. And then we took the next half hour and sat in a circle and passed our papers around the circle, and everyone in the circle wrote on that person's paper a Christ-like attribute they saw in that person. Something that over that person's life they had noticed, a talk they had given, something kind they had done, something personally they know about that person in our class that leads them, the person who's writing, to Christ. And I had fasted that day that I would have things called back to my memory that I could sincerely write on their papers. And in, for instance, I had one student who we ate at my house one time in a lesson, and he was the one who stayed after and just said, Sister Perkins, can I help you clean up? And anyway, we finished that, and pass those around the circle. And then I had the kids in groups talk about these four verses that talk about why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but don't notice the beam in your own, and had them apply it to their own life. And then right following those verses, it says that by their fruits, they are known. And so all of the kids talked about this very principle, this very truth in 23, but that a good tree can only bear good fruit, but also in 24, that no man can serve two masters, that we will know by their fruits who they are. And one of the things that came to mind as I was teaching this lesson is I said to the kids, too often when we sin or we do something wrong, we start to label ourselves that we're not a good tree, and we want to cut the tree down and do away with it. And I said, I want you to look at this paper that your peers have now written all these things on, and I want you to remember those are your fruits. And one of the most touching things is as the kids were talking, I turned to my team teacher and I said, I want you, when they're done, to finish this up. Just bear your testimony and end the lesson. I just felt prompted to say that. And she kind of looked at me like, what could I possibly say? And then she said, oh, I got something. And then she shared the story. Her parents got divorced when she was younger, I believe end of elementary school, start of junior high. And she went to live with her mom. And at the start of the school year, she had shingles. And so she was home for weeks trying to overcome that. And by the time she came to school, it was a good month into school, and she knew no one. And school had started and people had their friends, and she just felt like she stuck out like a sore thumb. Her mom was divorced. And actually, she even shared that her mom divorced to go live with a girlfriend. So she said, I knew I stuck out like a sore thumb. I had two moms, two women raising me. And she said, I just felt so small. And so she said, it was my birthday. And I took a piece of paper and a girl said to me, you should write on it, happy birthday, and just put it on your front of your shirt and see what happens. And so she said, I thought, okay, I will. So she did. And she said, as I walked around the school, people would say, hey, happy birthday, just started to say things. And she said, I don't know what made me, but I would give them a pen and say, will you sign my paper? And she said, I don't care what you write on it. You can write anything you want, but would you sign my paper? And she said, by the end of that day, my paper was filled. And all day long, I heard people say happy birthday and hello to me. And then she said, I kept that paper for 4 years to remind me that people knew who I was and cared. And she said, I challenge you to keep this paper and remember what your peers think about you. Remember what your fruits are. That voice you hear in your head discounting you, telling you you are not good enough, that is not the Lord's voice, and he knows your fruit. So remember, keep that paper for when you doubt, and remember what your fruits are. And I was so happy. I left that lesson and felt like God had worked a miracle. And it was so touching to me to come home and read my paper. And even I needed to read what the kids said about me. Even I needed to be reminded what my fruits are. And it meant the world to me. And there is no way I will throw away that paper. So I would challenge you in your lesson at home to go around and say in your family or to your spouse or to whoever what you see in the other person as their fruits, and remind them whose they are. God knows their fruits. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.